Am I the jerk? And sometimes, Donnie, I am.
Sometimes you are. Sometimes we all are. So we are here in a safe space, in a forum, to discuss some jerk scenarios. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com is where you send those scenarios. And we'll start with this one right here. I live in Wisconsin, and we have casinos all over the place. Today, I stopped into one while on my lunch break and accidentally did my first spin at $20 instead of two. Luckily, I had some first spin magic and hit a bonus that paid me $800. I immediately cashed out and left. I went straight to the bank to put in my winnings and used the new fancy ATM inside the branch that allows deposits and other tasks. There were three human tellers all standing there ready to help. But for some reason, I went straight to the machine instead. Walking out, I felt like I was contributing to them eventually losing their jobs by machines. Am I the jerk? That's from Justin.
No.
I'm going to say, yes, you are.
Not at all.
Because we all need that human interaction.
Then why does the bank offer a different option?
Because...
If anybody's a jerk, it's the bank for allowing you a different option than having to approach the human.
So what if you go in and the next time there are only two tellers because one lost their job because you selfishly just wanted to go to the machine?
Man, I feel like if you had been around years ago, we never would have computers and things of that nature. We'd still be riding horses.
Because it's not us trying to replace the teller.
What are you
it's
talking
the bank.
About?
The bank is trying to replace them, not us.
I guess. You're not a jerk. They have that offer. I'm just kidding.
What are we going to do with all these horses?
I love the human interaction, though. I was one of the last ones, again, to get the direct deposit. Because I like going to the bank, popping that check down at the teller. Hey, you know what? Give me 40 of that in cash and put the rest in my checking account.
I like to tell my phone, take a picture of this check. Oh, that's great. It's in my account.
All right. I'm old school, man. Shoot me.
Keyword old.
I thought the keyword was school. Good morning, fellas. I had a buddy who needed to borrow a couple of bucks to get a battery in his car. I gave him 3 weeks to pay me back the $115. 3 weeks passed and no word. But he did take his girl to a concert and still hadn't given me my bread. So the night of the concert, I went and took the battery out of the car. Am I the jerk?
That's fantastic. Yes, I would think that that is a jerk move.
That's a big time jerk move.
But I also
do understand.
Is there some sort of a verbal contract agreement where, hey, man, you got to pay me back for this? I will. I promise. 3 weeks, I got you.
He didn't break the guy's knees. He just took back what is technically his since it was bought with his money.
That is wild. He goes to the concert to take the battery out, so they get to the parking lot.
There's not even a battery there to start.
Or he picks the wrong car and just takes some random person's battery.
How did he get underneath the hood without getting in the car? You don't do that now these days.
Yeah, you'd have to pop the hood somehow.
Well, some batteries aren't even there anymore. Like, mine's underneath my back passenger side seat.
Really?
Your battery?
Yeah, they had to take... When I got a battery like a month and a half ago, they had to take the whole damn back seat out.
I've never heard of that. Wow.
You have a spaceship.
Mine's extremely easy to get to.
Spaceship.
You pop the hood and it's right there. I mean, I can just two screws and get it out real quick.
That's always the, hey man, I need to borrow some money. Of course I'm going to pay you back. And you see them doing other activities. Like, some people have to live. I get it. But you did say, like, is that person supposed to shut down everything to give you your money back?
Well, and also, if it's a concert, how do you know he didn't get the tickets before?
Or maybe he won them on a,
could be
at a radio station.
People do win.
I think the better way to have handled that would have been to track him down and say, hey, man, what happened to that money that I lent you that you said you'd pay me back?
Isn't that the biggest beating in the world, though? Trying to track down someone for your money? That feels so thankless. Like, I'd never do it. I will bitch and moan in the background and behind the back and all that other stuff while you're going to a brewery or something. Like, if I let you borrow $100... And then you're buying rounds for people all at the brewery.
I still probably
wouldn't say anything, but I'm going to stew inside.
Man, that's ridiculous. You should say, hey, what the heck? Where's my money?
I don't like confrontation.
How's that confrontation?
Because you should know. You know you owe me money. I never get the people that go, oh my gosh, I totally forgot. No, you didn't.
No, that's true.
You
know
you owe me money.
I know the people
See,
that I owe
money
to.
That's on you.
You're correct.
To get me my money back.
I would. I would get it back to you. I always pay back people I owe. It may take a while sometimes, but
do a lot of people owe you money, Donnie?
No.
Okay. Do you want me to be your enforcer?
Because I feel like this is a match made in heaven. Because he's hyper-aggressive, and you don't want any confrontation, so the next time somebody does owe you a little bit of money, send Matt to take care of it.
I'll ring the doorbell, and they'll see me on the ring with the bat in my hand. They open the door. Hey! Donnie, who wants his greenie?
And then
money
they'll
back.
Take your money.
I'm going to tell you right now. Go to your room, get the cash, or your knees aren't going to work.
I just think it's common courtesy.
How about that?
People should know. And you're blocking your blessings by not giving me my money back.
There are people, though, that will borrow money, and they'll wait and see. I wonder if they're going to ask back for
it. That's ridiculous
like, oh,
to
I'll pay
me.
You back. I think it is, too, because that's theft. Like, you're stealing that money that you promised that you would pay back to somebody. But I know there are people out there that will borrow money from somebody and just wait and see. And like, oh, well, I can't give it all to you right now, but can I just give you like 10 bucks right now? And then see, I wonder if they're going to ask me again. You still owe me the 105. Oh, yeah, man, can I just give you another 10? That's all I got. And then eventually, like, you know what? This is a beating. I'm not even going to ask for the other 50. And then you come out ahead. People do that.
I know. I had I told you guys about this off there. My nephew, I think, was running a pretty good scam on me and my sister.
Yes, that was awesome.
Because he was asking to borrow just enough that you wouldn't even bat an eye for your nephew. You know, he's sophomore in high school. Hey, can I borrow 30 bucks? Of course. I'm not even questioning that. But then he was double dipping with me and my sister. And we
legend.
Finally got together and said, is this happening? And she said, yeah. I went, oh, boy. I didn't know that we were getting played like that.
Did he ever get confronted about it?
Yeah.
And?
Nothing. Sent the group text and nothing. No return, nothing
well,
back.
So, guess that game's over.
I guess he's like, well, just been busted.
He got me.
He got me. All right. Okay. I was at Orange and White Texas fast food burger place and ordered the honey barbecue chicken strip sandwich like I have 100 times. I live in Tennessee now, and this particular restaurant came here about 2 or 3 years ago, so it still feels relatively new. But with me growing up in Texas, I feel like kind of an expert. Anyway, when my food arrived, the sandwich came on a regular bun instead of the Texas toast. No big deal, but I wanted to let them know. I go up to the register to tell the cashier, and they ask what the problem is, and I tell them. They proceed to tell me, that's how it's made, and you have to specify Texas toast. I say no, and they go get the manager. The manager then tells me the same thing but agrees to remake it at no charge. At this point, I am getting what I want, but it really is the principle of it and a little of my Texas arrogance coming out. I proceed to show them on the menu picture behind them, the default on the app when you select the sandwich, and the default of the self-order kiosk all say Texas toast. I explain all these things very respectfully, but the recognition from the three ladies as I'm trying to explain this to them is non-existent. In the end, I got my sandwich, and everyone was nice to each other, but I felt like a jerk for over-explaining something they were never going to understand, even though I was definitely right. Am I the jerk?
I don't think so. I mean, if the menu shows a picture of it.
Yeah, like if the picture is behind them of Texas toast, that's the regular thing.
I know, but he continues to over-explain. He's mansplaining everything to them as they're saying, yeah, bro, it doesn't work like that here. But he's
over-explained. I understand you guys say that, but then why on your menu is there a picture of exactly what I'm saying?
Like
I don't
every
understand.
Picture of it on the menu.
Like you guys say that's not how we do it here, and yet the materials that you are using to promote me ordering that item are showing me this.
Do I need to call Chicago over this? Because I think they might have something to say that you seem to be the only store not doing it this way.
And see, I feel like you're being a bit of a jerk if you're doing that. I'm saying if I'm getting what I want, even if I got what I want, so I don't think I feel like I need to explain everything.
But then again, to be fair, most of the time when you go to order something at particular places like that, it doesn't look like it does on the picture. So.
No, but it does have the same type of bread right. That's on the picture. And that's sort of the whole point behind like expansion of fast food is that there's consistency across the board. So if you're in Texas or if you're in Tennessee, if I go to a place that's orange and white and serves burgers, the menu is basically going to be the same.
Yeah, it should be the way that the picture is, especially if it says on the menu Texas toast and the picture is of Texas toast.
Give me some Texas toast.
But the point is you go and get what you want and not over explain it to the people that are working there. Hey, this usually comes with this. Is it okay if I get that? Oh, yeah, we can get that for you. That should be the end of it.
Well, I see now that person to me is a hero because they're trying to fix a situation that everybody else is getting screwed on.
Man, these dudes are making like $7.25, $7.50 an hour. Just if you got what you want, just lay off of them.
Well, you talk to the manager and you try to explain it. The manager should give a crap.
And if the manager
should probably call corporate or somebody and be like, hey, I don't know what's going on at this store, but we screwed up and we've been not making the picture.
The manager does care. He'll fix it. He'll talk with the cooks right. And everybody. But
I'd
like,
go back the next day and see if they fix it.
Like some of the managers probably making like $13-14 an hour. Like if you got what you want, just lay off.
That's true. Don't care about your jobs. That's what
why
I'm taking
is he so
away
mad
from
at
this
me?
Conversation.
I'm not involved.
I'm not even mad.
I kind of lean towards Baldy. I think we're at an impasse in this. Tip sheet, deciding factor. Who's the jerk?
I just want to know if there's Tennessee toast. Is that the issue?
Okay.